Hi. Are you ready to be a good boy for me? Are you? Well, I need you to say it. Say you're gonna be my good boy. That's good. We're off to a really great start. So, would you like to play a game for me? To do everything your mistress tells you to do? I want you to go find a sheet and a chair. Maybe a dining chair with four legs and a back. But a rolling chair will be fine too. Before you pause the audio to go get them, I need a demonstration. To prove you're ready to do as you're told. To be my good boy. First, I need you to reach down and take a nice, firm hold on that big, beautiful cock of yours. Just squeeze it for me. Give it a few short, slow strokes. I want it hard and throbbing for me. I want you to get that sticky pre-cum all over the head of our cock before we begin. Yes, it's our cock now, isn't it? While I'm giving you instructions, it belongs to your mistress, just as much as it belongs to you, right? Say yes, mistress. That's a good boy. Okay, you can go get the chair and the sheet now. I want you to take them to the biggest room in the house, one with a window. If you want your mistress to be pleased, you'll sit in the chair and drape the sheet over your hips. That way it looks like you're making a tent with our cock inside. And if anyone walks in, they'll know exactly what you've been doing. Speaking of which, you're also going to unlock the front door and crack the window, so you can hear everything outside while you listen to my voice. Oh, and one more thing. Is my good boy hungry? I hope you are. Because I think you should order a pizza. Something tasty from DoorDash, maybe? A little snack for my little snack. That way, if you're not finished in time... Oops! You might just get caught. You can press pause and go get ready now. Start this audio again when you've gotten everything set up. Okay? Good boy. So, are you back? Is our cock ready to play? Say yes, mistress, if it is. That's a good boy. Now, you're laying under the sheet. Good. I want you to begin stroking our cock very slowly with a nice firm grip. Up and down. Up and down. And up and down. Is our cock hard yet? You can stroke it a little bit faster. I want it so hard, you can feel it throbbing, even though we've just begun. Do you feel a little exposed yet? It must feel so delicious. Having our cock out and just a thin sheet between you and the outside world. Close your eyes. I want you to really think about it. Think about what would happen if someone walked in. Could you imagine what it would look like if some young, hot delivery driver shyly nudged the door open to push your order inside? Just to make sure it doesn't get stolen. And from the corner of her eye, she spots your arm pumping up and down, just fucking yourself with your hand under the sheet. Because I told you to. And of course, you have to obey me. Oh, could you just imagine their face? Such sweet shock and disapproval. Her mouth wide open, like a hot little cave. Would you want to stop? Or hide? Or would you want her to know what you were doing? How you were abusing our cock? And making it throb for me? Maybe your mistress would order you to pull the sheet aside. Maybe I want her to see our beautiful, twitching cock. Do it. Show them. Just keep your eyes closed and pull the sheet aside. Just a little. Imagine them just frozen, staring at our hard, straining cock. Do you think they'd run? Scream? Maybe she would act offended. But secretly, you can tell. She's really turned on. Oh, you can see it. By the way, she's licking her lips, staring at your fist, sliding up and down and up and down on our slick shaft. Do you think she wants to sit on it? Lift her skirt and pull her panties aside, because she just can't hold herself back. Seeing you hard and exposed like that. Yeah. She wants it. She wants it so bad. But she's just too stunned. Stunned by our wet, slick cock in your fist. Squeeze it harder for me. Squeeze it harder and go faster. Maybe it's better if she's too freaked out to do anything about it. Just standing there shocked, seeing what you're doing. Like a doe caught in the headlights. Oh, but you don't stop, do you? You like seeing her shocked face. So you just keep stroking. So hard. Just pumping up and down and up and down. And you just keep stroking, even if you get caught. Because your mistress told you to keep going. So you do. Isn't that right? Yeah, because you're my good boy. Say it. When somebody walks in, that's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to just pull aside that sheet and stroke yourself until you shoot it all over the place. Whoever walks in, I I want you to cover her wide, shocked eyes and gaping mouth with your hot, white cum. Let her run away knowing she's been marked by you. By your seed. Maybe she'd even sit in her car and think about it for a while. While your cum is dripping off of her. Little beads of it dripping off of her chin. Landing in her cleavage. While she licks the roof of her mouth, realizing she'd just got a taste of you. Imagine her looking down and clutching her chest, pulling her neckline down to see how much you sprayed her tits. Her tits and her lip would be all shiny with your cum. Isn't that so hot? Thinking about a stranger walking in on you and getting sprayed by you. I want that so bad. I want to share our cock. I want to show off our cock. Regardless of the consequences. I want it. So you want it too. Isn't that right? Say yes, mistress. Good boy. Oh, are you getting close? Stroke it a little bit faster now. I need you to keep stroking. Keep thinking about someone walking in on you, being shocked and a little aroused. Oh, I want you to think about wanting to stop, but not being able to. Because I told you that you're not allowed to stop. Not until you come for me. You'd do that for me, wouldn't you? Because that cum, that load, building, it's for me, isn't it? That big, thick load is for me, and I get to say where it goes, no matter who catches you. And when your sticky cum is all over your cock and your hand, guess what? Your mistress wants you to taste it. You will, won't you? Taste your own cum? Say that you'll eat it for me. You'll stroke our cock and lick up whatever cum comes out, no matter who's watching. Because I want you to eat it. Because I want you to show off our cock. So you'll do it for me. For your mistress. Isn't that right? Good fucking boy. Keep stroking. Keep going just the way you like it. I need you to come for me now. That's right. Come for me. Be a good boy and come for me. Come for your mistress. Tell me you'll do it. Tell me you'll come even if the door is wide open. Even if they can hear you outside. Jerk that thick, sexy cock and spray your load for me. Come on, I want it. I want that hot, sticky load in your hand right now. Oh, come on, fill your hand with cum from our cock. Oh, do it. Do it. Do it right now. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, boy. Put some of that hot, salty load on your cheeks. I want you to give yourself a facial. Oh, yeah, that's so hot. Just rub it into your skin. Be a good boy. And make yourself slick with it. Oh, yeah, rub it. And lick it. I want you to taste it. Yeah, just taste it. Lick around your mouth and your lips. Like you're enjoying a messy treat. Because that's what you are. You're my messy treat. So, savor it. For me. Does it taste good? Does my good boy like it? You'll finish it for me now, won't you? Yeah, that's a good boy. Lick your fingers clean. Here's one more thing I need from you. I need you to go wipe the rest of yourself off on that sheet. Be thorough. Make sure you get all that slickness and stickiness onto the sheet. And I want you to put that sheet back on your bed and let it sit. Because tonight you're gonna sleep in it. And you're gonna stroke yourself again while you think about me. Think about all the ways I want to show our cock off to the world. Think about getting caught. Can you do that for me? I know you can. Because it's what good boys do.